The first thing that we do is, having taken our reference note from the tuning fork and made sure that our A is correct, is to set up an octave. Tune an octave correctly so that all the notes, all the combinations of notes all these different combinations of notes work with each other and make a musical sound. When I'm working on an instrument, whether it's an instrument that would be considered modest or whether it's a very grand piano in grand settings, when you're actually working, there's no difference. You have a problem to solve. And equally, you are trying to make it possible for the musician, whether it be a child at grade one or a pianist doing a recording for Radio 3 or something like that, you're trying to facilitate their music. And that really is all it's like. Yes, of course, it's a lot of fun to be on a grand stage in a grand setting with somebody with a well-known pianist. In the case of a piano that's used for concerts like this, it's regularly maintained, so there isn't necessarily a huge amount to do. So it's more of a correction, really, than tuning from scratch. But obviously, for concert purposes, the instrument should be perfect. That, you know, we're aspiring to it being perfect, so that the musician can make their music without any distraction or without thinking about the instrument. In fact, a colleague of mine put it very well. I was talking to him the other day, and he said, "What we're trying to do is we're trying to make the instrument go away." I try not to get too involved with the pianists themselves, because particularly on the day of a concert, they're in a very special place. They're about to do something which none of us could do, which is immensely complex, and in front of 1,000, 2,000 people, maybe on national radio. So I have a rule of preparing the instrument earlier in the day, when they've not even arrived. I like to have a stage that's empty, the piano is spotless, the piano is tuned and prepared, and they can come along and just walk onto that stage and start to make music without thinking about the technician. So, yes, I've tuned for Daniel Barenboim and Murray Pariah and Angela Hewitt and Nelson Gurner and lots of wonderful musicians. But I try not to. They don't need to meet me. They need to know that the piano's been properly prepared.